Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. You guys are not going to believe it. Today, I have the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Kyle Bilquist joining me. I wanted him to come on the podcast so much sooner than he has. I was thinking back and I'm like, you were my first ever guest ever, but that was 2 years ago and you haven't been on since then.
Yeah, it's been too long. I mean, long time coming. We've been talking about this now for
months. Yeah, I'm like, you got to get back on the podcast.
Which just goes to say just how crazy our life has been over the past few months. We've been running wild, but yeah, I don't know. Exciting things. I'm happy to be back. And what's up, beautiful people? How are you?
So let's dive into why life has been crazy. We were sitting there the other day, the first time we wanted to record this a couple months ago, and we were just reflecting on how full send and intense the last 2 years have been. And so not even two years ago, I hosted Scale Up for the first time. And do you remember how nervous I was before that?
Oh my God. It's been crazy to just watch your trajectory currently from where... even from the first podcast, like if you haven't heard the first go back and listen to the first podcast and then compare and contrast it to how you sound now on the podcast. I mean, it's crazy. It's a muscle that you've repeatedly worked out and I'm just so proud of you because of it.
What about Scale Up? How terrified was I? You made me go to the doctor the week before Scale Up. Do you remember? You called Brandy and were like, listen, Steph's stubborn ass is having a lot of stomach pain. I need you to get her to go to the OB. You had PTSD from the ectopic. Yeah. And you were like, you have to call and make her appointment and please just make her go and tell her you're worried about her because she won't listen to me.
Yeah. And then fast forward and now you're doing talks in front of 800,000 people and you're just like going about your normal day. Like,
I'm so nervous.
You're nervous. But like you handle it way better.
Yeah.
I literally thought you were dying at Scale Up. I was like, I called Brandy and I was like, Brandy, she says she's fine, but I haven't seen her like this before. Like her stomach's in knots. She's getting like heart palpitations. I don't know what the heck's going on. And I'm a worrywart like as it is. And then fast forward. I mean, I'm just so proud of you looking back at that moment. And even at the first time you spoke, which was in front of 40 or 50 people, I looked back at that and you were so nervous.
Oh my God. But I was such a different person then. And even people that are finding out about us now, or they're getting to know who like Kyle and Steph are and what we're building, I don't think they understand this evolution that we've been through, not only since we met in chiropractic school 13 years ago, from where we are when we started our first business in 2016, when I opened the first practice, to 9 years later, almost 10 years later, here we are. We just opened the fifth clinic location last week. We had your grand opening. It was a freaking roaring success. The best grand opening we've ever done. Our business partner was like, oh my God, this was such a success. And I was like, yeah, but listen, we fucked up a lot of shit in the first four clinics. So this clinic better not... it should save us problems. It should save us headaches because we messed up so many things along the way to getting to where we're at. And it does feel easier in a sense now because we're not really stressed about money when we're opening the clinic. We're not really stressed. Like we hired an OT for one of the offices and she quit like 2 days before opening, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, even as a seasoned vet, that hurt.
Yeah, that one was... that, but 5 years ago, that would have knocked us on our ass. And we would have been like...
oh, we would have crying.
And a like curved ball, like, oh my God, why does this happen?
Right.
And now we're like, okay, put the ad back up. Like, don't miss a beat. Like, keep going.
Yeah, I think we had an ad up within an hour and a new person ready to go by the end of the week. Like, we had interviews set like... 2 days later, interviewed her on the third day. And by the end of the week, we had somebody lined up. And yeah, we just moved so much at such a quicker pace than we have in the past.
And Jill, like that muscle you said that I've activated by speaking more, even through the podcast, being on stages, things like that. We've activated that muscle in us to like not give a shit a little bit.
Yeah.
And to just be mentally and physically resilient against anything that comes our way. And by no means am I trying to manifest hardships. Like, universe, loud and clear, we are here for it to be easy. But also, when we are brushed up against these things, it's not as detrimental feeling as it once was.
Yeah, I think too, it's also just our decision making has become so much faster and so much quicker, and our ability to not take things personally. Because I think in the past, like, if something bad happens, it's like, oh my God, it's not going to work. It's the end of the world. And now it's just like a part of the regular, of your regular day, yeah. Daily operations. You're just like, okay, something bad happened. How do I maximize the goodness out of this situation? And even like that person quitting, I'd rather have it happen right then.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have it happen right then, if that's the type of person that we're bringing into the organization, than have that toxicity string out over a long period of time.
Absolutely.
So you can look at it like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Or you can look at it like, thank God it actually happened right now, a momentary headache, and we could take action right now in order to move the organization forward. So thank you, universe.
Yeah, for getting that person out of our way, literally.
Yes, thank you for that happening.
Yeah. I think too, even thinking back to like the first episode when you came on as my guest, that was something we were sharing of like how different we are when it comes to decision making. But I really think as time has went on, we've gotten more on the same pace, and you personally make such quicker decisions now. I think you've realized, you know, you personally are in charge of like 3 of the 5 clinics, and you've realized that you just have to be quick because there's going to be something else breaking somewhere else. And so if you're delaying one decision inside of one of the clinics, it's going to slow everything else down. And so I think you personally have really exercised that muscle.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like one of our superpowers in the relationship, and that's just taking the best parts of each other and trying to implement that into ourselves. It's just happened over and over again throughout our relationship where you point out kind of a flaw in myself and
lovingly.
Yeah. And rather than taking it personally, you know, you sit there, you think about it, and you say, okay, well, maybe that actually is a flaw, and maybe I can take steps and actions to start correcting that flaw. And that might be something long-term that is going to take a while to fix, or it might be something overnight where you could just kind of implement it and kind of help to fix yourself. And it helps you become a better person and the relationship to grow stronger and your businesses to grow stronger.
Kind of like you did to me right before Profit and Purpose. And I was crying that I didn't like any of my outfits and none of them fit. And you were like, well, you can keep bitching about your health, or you can finally do something about it. Like, you can start working out more consistently. You can choose to eat healthier things. Like, that to most women would have been hurtful. And I was like, no, you're absolutely right. Like, when am I going to take action on this one thing that is a little bit of a trigger for me? And you did it lovingly. You did it lovingly. But I just think that people need to understand the conversations that we actually have behind closed doors, because they come from such a loving and supportive place where we know by calling each other out, it's calling each other up, and neither one of us have an ego. We've said this time and time again, it's the only reason our relationship works, because we're both very headstrong individuals. And we also know that the other person has the family at the heart of every decision. And so it doesn't mean we always agree, but we reach this common ground. And, you know, had you not, like, what you said to me that actually like unlocked something different in my brain is you were like, are you really going to let this be the only goal that you don't crush? Because I see you crushing everything else. And I was like, you little shit.
And first of all, the months and years leading up to that,
it's been a thing.
I would say you look great. You look great, but it doesn't matter what I say.
No,
if that's
the
goal you want to crush, like, yeah, just do it. Like,
yeah.
You've done everything else you've set your mind to, if you just put your mind on that one thing. And now fast forward, we go to a photo shoot in New York City this weekend and you're like, just the confidence I saw in you was just absolutely insane. Like, it's such a turn on to me as your husband, but it's probably a turn on to the world too. I mean, the photos you were taking, you were just acting, being yourself, and the confidence you had was just awesome compared to, and you know, you've always had confidence in the past.
That's the problem, is I've always thought I was a bad bitch.
Yeah, that's
So I've activated that, but it's different now because I just am more comfortable in my own skin. And I feel like that shines through. And I feel like it just has made life kind of exciting in a new way to where I'm like, God, my body feels good. I feel healthy. Like I have more stamina to handle the workload that we have. Truthfully, I'm not burnout. I'm not like having a midday crash. I'm not all of these things that I feel like slowed me down in the past. And just seeing you prioritize your health so much has encouraged me to go full send on getting back into health, because I was super obsessed with it when we first met. That was one of the things that we shared in common. And then life and building businesses and becoming a mom and sleep deprived and nursing around the clock, like all of these things added up. And eventually it was like, okay, you've ran out of excuses. Now it's time for you to take this back into your own hands. And I think too, though, us really both prioritizing our health, because you've gotten in better shape recently too. It's always the dudes in my DMs when I post you. It's never girls. It's always the dudes like, damn, Kyle looks jacked. Like, what's he doing? I'm like, Kyle set a goal at the beginning of the year to get in the best physical shape he could be in heading into 40. And I think you're going to crush that goal.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we always kind of label our year at the beginning of every year. And like full send, when you just, I know that's your product or whatever, but that should be the that should,
but
of
that's
our year.
That's our year every really, fucking year.
No, I know, but this year in particular, yeah. What we just talked about, decision making,
yeah.
Going all in on our decisions, just really only thinking about it for a second and then like just saying, okay, well, what's the negatives? What's the positives? Boom, making the decision. Like,
and we have blinders on. Yeah. Like, I feel like we don't get distracted by hardly anything anymore. We used to let like people's opinions distract us, especially me. I'd be like, should I do this? Should I do that? And like, I've gotten so strong. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Like, this is the way that I'm going. This is the way that I'm moving. We don't get distracted by other business opportunities. We had a couple years ago, 2 to 3 years where we were like, let's buy this property. Let's do this investment. Let's do this thing. And we are just so freaking dialed in since 2023 to be like, this is what we're building. We're going to go as hard, as deep, as far as we can go. We have a clear path. Let's not get distracted by any of this noise. And at the beginning of the year, we said, okay, we want to buy a commercial building. That's one thing that we would be open to in 2025. One, to help offset taxes. Two, for long-term investment play. And three, I really want to have a TWP headquarters. And we've really just been putting feelers out there. But I would say that is the only other opportunity that we're even remotely considering. But that was like a goal that we've had on our vision board for a couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. You can even look at the new office as a prime example.
Yeah.
I mean, just from like, just to kind of go back to that full send outlook on life, like you didn't really, to be honest, you didn't really want
We can absolutely talk about that. I think people would be fascinated by what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah, and I did. You were like, what is this going to do? This is just going to take up more of your time. It's not going to be focused on the family, blah, blah, blah.
We don't need the money that the clinic is going to produce.
Yeah, and I'm like, but I have a skill set and I know how to open these offices and I know how to make them profitable. And it's something that I want to do. We talked about it for 2-3 days, right?
Like, well, the whole discussion was like 6 months. Like you were playing around with it for the last 6 months and you were like, I want to do this. We started talking about it at Christmas time. And I was like, I don't know. We don't really need it. Like, just come over here to TWP and hang out. Like, come support me. But then there was also definitely an aspect of me being selfish in that sense to where I was like, but I just want you with me 24/7 and look at my goals and you're so supportive and help me. And not that I knew I was being selfish, but that's essentially what it was. Cause I'm like, life is so good. And you were like, yeah, babe, I have goals I want to reach too. And I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Like, of course you do. And I should be just as supportive on that as you've been.
Yes. But my point with it and going back to the full send is as soon as we made that decision, there was no there's no wishy-washiness afterwards. After the decision was made, the lease was signed. It wasn't like, oh, Kyle, it's taking up too much of your time and putting blame on me. It was as a relationship being like, okay, let's move forward. What are the steps? Let's go.
Yeah. But that's just also why people are like, how have you and Kyle created this success? It's like, no, literally, we lead a full send life. We saw Lil Wayne get posted. We're like, bro, we're going front row to Madison Square Garden. How much fun was that, though?
That was so much fun. And if you haven't heard the story behind that?
No, they have. I've told them on the podcast. Yeah. Right. If you haven't heard, go back and listen to the podcast titled Lil Wayne, Range Rovers and something else. But yeah, no, but that's how we lead our life. That's the thing that I think people, when they do get close to us, like even Brandy being in our life for the last year and a half, she's like, people would be fascinated to hear your conversations behind closed doors, and they would be like mind blown. You're way more busier now than you were before, obviously, with opening this new clinic. But they're like, if they just saw your guys' life on a regular Monday, like the conversations you have, the people that you talk to, the way that you spend your time, that you prioritize going for an hour CEO walk together, you know, there's people that say it and then there's people that do it. And I'm going to toot our horn. Like, we are people that actually do it.
Yeah. And it's a fun life.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think it takes a special kind of relationship and a special kind of person to wake up and say, we have to make a decision about this RV park in central Wisconsin. Do we want to invest in it? And then somebody quits. And then
you're broken on go high level and I'm freaking out because I don't have any team to fix it.
And you didn't pay the Montessori school. So we have to rush over there and drop a check off. And it's crazy for sure.
Yeah.
But that's what we signed up for. Yeah. And I also, in a weird way, enjoy it. I love it. I wouldn't want to live it any other way.
Well, that's what I talked about on a recent 7-figure mastermind call. Is I talked about this concept of living in the threshold and being expanded. Like, we are so being expanded right now, but this is what we actually crave. This is what we came for. This is what we wanted. When we said we wanted to build this big, beautiful life and not sacrifice and make an insane impact, we didn't sign up for it to be easy, and we didn't sign up for us to reach the goal, because what happens is every time we reach the goal, we strive for something new. And we're like, okay, what's next? Because it's actually in the doing and the moving and the becoming that we get so confident and that we have so much fun and that we actually grow as humans. It's not in actually achieving the thing.
100%. I totally agree. And that's been a conversation that we've been having as of late, is just, okay, going from 2 to 3 clinics, taking up more of my time. What type of person do I have to become in order to handle all this stuff? I really think that is how.
And what do you think that is that you're doing right now?
What do you mean?
Like, who are you becoming right now? Like, I've seen you get so much more organized than you've been your whole 13 years that I've known you. Like, just to be able to take on this third clinic, and like, you are constantly looking up an AI integration, automation, systemization to just streamline this practice and have it operate entirely different than your first two. I think people would be excited maybe to hear a little bit about that.
It just goes into everything. Like, yes, I am prioritizing my health. I am working out every single morning super, super hard. I am trying to get my life organized, my businesses organized. To answer that, I have no idea, like, what I'm becoming or who I'm becoming. That's both exciting and, well, it's just exciting. It's exciting to not know what levels you can unlock. I'm definitely at the ceiling right now. I'm trying to punch through the ceiling and get to that next level. And I just think if I keep pushing forward, I'm just going to become a better version of myself. And that better version doesn't just apply to business. That better version applies to me being a father, me being a husband, me being a business person, me being a partner to my business, to business people. So I think if you just look at life that way and like push to the next level and constantly strive for better, because I mean, like we said, we didn't need the fifth clinic. We didn't need it, but
yeah, but why did you want to open it?
I wanted to open it for multiple reasons. I mean,
what is the reason though? You could like, what? you were like, if we can make an impact on our friends' lives and the people that we know and the people that are associated, and we can bring them to the top with us, why wouldn't we do that?
100% impact. Yeah. Impact everywhere. I mean, it's closer to my house. So I wanted to be, you know, involved in my community. What we do at the clinics from a money standpoint is great, but really the impact on people's lives, like watching somebody's range of motion in their shoulder go from 45 degrees to 90 degrees. I mean, it's just unbelievable, some of the things. And right now I'm doing it 45 minutes, an hour away, which is great, but I know people in my area that could really benefit from it. And if I can get doctors in my clinics to see what we do, how it operates, that's going to help their lives too. And my business partner has been flirting with the idea and doesn't really have the background in our practices, and she wanted to learn. So I'm like, man, we can just really have a big impact on people in our area that I already like and I already love. And now my parents are coming into the clinic and they needed care. They're not driving an hour up north. So for me, it was definitely impact more than money. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a business.
We better make money.
But like, yeah, I think impact, if I had to pick one word why we opened it, that's the reason.
I think what's been so cool for me as your wife and watching you do all this again for the third time is just how, one, I'm so proud of you, and two, just I could tell, like when I found TWP and I created it and you saw me obsessing and falling in love with it and being like so obsessed with the process of creating something that felt like it was my soul's calling, you, that actually activated something inside of you. And you were like, I don't really feel like I have that feeling right now. Like, yes, the practices are great, but I know that there's something more that I'm supposed to be striving for as well. And just getting to see that come alive inside of you over the last 6 months while you've been building this out and getting prepared has been really fun, because you really do love starting new things, I think. And also just when you were touring the space and we decided what it was going to be, it's next to one of the biggest MMA gyms in New Jersey. And you were like, yeah, but just think of Tubby. Like, he's going to be able to come here with all of his friends and like chill the sauna and the cold plunge and rehab his body and come here after practice. And I just saw that part of you getting so excited that you're building something like that for your son. And it's just been really cool to see it all come to fruition, because I think obviously the energy behind any business, whether it's a practice, whether it's something online, is like the energy you head into it is going to be what carries you through all the hard shit they're going to deal with. There was permits, there was issues. Our contractor was amazing, actually, which is unheard of. But there was so many issues with the permit and the township and things like that. But it's like when you're connected to that vision and the reason you started it in that impact, because I think that's where people get it wrong all the freaking time. They start these businesses for money and money only. And then of course you want to throw in the towel when it's hard and you're not making money, because you're like, what's the point? But when you start these businesses with impact and legacy at the forefront of it, you're able to weather this storm so much easier.
Yeah, definitely. And there's always going to be a storm. Like when you start a business, there's always going to be something that pops up that you have to take care of. So, I mean, going back to that muscle that we've developed over time, yes, it is so much easier now. We have some money in our back pocket that we can, you know, float the hard times. But yes, starting a business in an area and being in Nicotone's MMA has been awesome too, because
they're super collaborative.
Super collaborative and super supportive. But I'm also around my people again. I'm a wrestler. I'm a combat sports guy, you know, like I love that. So being around that aspect and being able to serve those people has been awesome too. It's just a W in every column opening it. We're already busy this week. This is our first week and we're already hitting the ground running, but it's because of that excitement and that
full send energy.
Yeah, full send energy. Yeah. For real. It really is.
Literally 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So is your business partner. You've been doing what's ever required. But I'm going to go on a little tangent, because this is where I get fucking annoyed with people when they're like, I don't know how to grow. I'm like, you do whatever's required until you get to where you're going. There has never once, maybe if we're having a bad day, maybe if we got our ass kicked really hard, that we're like, I don't want to do this. I can't do it. I don't know what to do. But every day, 95% of the time, we've woken up and been like, we're going to take so much action and we might not know exactly what to do, but we're just going to keep moving, because that is actually what creates momentum.
Yeah, it happened at the grand opening party. We opened the doors at 9 a.m. from 9 to 9:30. We didn't have a single person come in, and then classes started to let out of the gym. And what did I do?
Standing room.
Yeah.
Well, no, you, well, okay, yeah. You're standing on the outside, like literally waving people in. And the doctor we hired, he was like, why is he so good at that? I'm like, because literally nobody says no to Kyle. Nobody does.
Yeah, literally just, guys, what are you doing? It's free services. Come in here.
Yeah.
Everybody saw the energy that I had and just riffed with it. And yeah, I mean, geez, we had so many people.
No, it was awesome. Packed. I couldn't even get through the hallway.
Yeah, it was an awesome grand opening, and it was really cool to showcase. The place looks beautiful. I don't know. Yeah, it's full send energy, man. It's just going all in, not caring what people think about you, and yeah, just going for it.
And I think we've said this time and time before, if you're already in TW community, you know this if you've been to our events, but having a spouse that is also on board with your full send, having a community, like having friends and team and colleagues, like if you guys haven't jumped into full send, you absolutely should, because it's only $33. People are like, Steph, why the heck did you make it so cheap? And it's like, I do not want price to be an objection for you. I could charge $2,000 for this program easily. And I'm like, nope, I really would rather just give it away and try to impact as many people as possible. So if you're already in, encourage your friends, your business owner friends, your colleagues, your team, your spouse to do it with you. Like each of you go through and have your own experience, because for us, having a partner that's so on fire and so on board with all of the life goals we have, even outside of business, like I am somebody who loves to travel, and it's taken you a little bit to get on board with what that looks like and how it can fit into our life. And we've had to tweak a lot of things, obviously having a child, but us being so on the same page about everything has made life so much easier. And when I want to go to an event or a mastermind, you're not like, I can't believe I have to take care of the kids, Steph. You're like, okay, oh my God, I can't wait to see how much more on fire you come back.
Yeah, 100%. That's another kind of a hack in our relationship is we know what's on that page. So sit down with your spouse and talk and be like, what are our goals? What, not only what are our goals, but what do we stand for in the relationship? Is it impact? What are we moving in this direction for? Are we trying to get more money? Are we trying to make more impact? Are we trying to do both at the same time? Getting on the same page has really helped us to move forward at a good rate. I think a lot of relationships out there don't have that. And it's not like a judgment thing, but maybe it's something that you can look inward with and be like, okay, what do we want to accomplish as a goal? When we're both old and gray and sitting in our rocking chairs, what do we want to be talking about? Because I think writing that down for us and making goals together, the both of us, has helped us to see the vision and come up with a vision to move forward.
And I think we've also been like, what are we willing to lose to get to where we want to be?
100%. Yeah.
There's been friends, there's been team, there's been relationships, there's been opportunities, there's been a lot of things that we've been willing to walk away from in order to build this vision and this empire that we want to create and this impact and this legacy that we want to leave inside of our communities, inside of our family. If we're not on the same page, it would be really difficult because there's going to be so many difficult times. We've already encountered a lot of them. I'm sure there'll be more in the future. It's inevitable. That's life. But us being on the same page has like created this union to be bulletproof together that nothing can really stop us from getting to where we're going. Because the minute one of us falters or the minute one of us starts to second guess or doubt, we're human. Like those things creep in. The other one is just like, no, babe, you got this. We're going here. This is going to be great. Even realizing how much work you took on with this clinic, you're like, just having that, like being away from Jet more. You haven't really been away from him much in the last 2 years. And not that you've been away a ton, but you've been grinding the last couple months and it's being like, no, babe, this is okay. It's not forever. It's like me reminding you, like you're doing exactly what you need to be. I totally understand. And that I think is just gives each of us peace of mind.
Yeah. That page should start with your non-negotiables. Like, what don't you want to give up? Is it time with your kid? Is it, you know, the Thursday night date night? Whatever your non-negotiables are. And then everything else doesn't matter.
Nothing else
matters. Whatever you write down that you don't want to give up and that is going to be better for your family, better for yourself, whatever it might be. For me, it's I need to work out every day and I need to be around my son.
That's not a thing that's up for discussion. The morning is your time to go work out. I don't, unless I'm traveling, I'm not like, hey, Kyle, I need the morning today because that's your window. That is your peace of mind. I'm willing to figure out another time to work out. I'm willing to figure out, hey, I got Jet. And then once you're done working out, you start helping with breakfast. Like there, we've never had a point in, I don't know, because I hear from clients all the time, but I do all this and my spouse doesn't do that. That's never been an issue in our relationship. And we just have that conversation sitting down. What are the non-negotiables? What are you not willing to sacrifice? Has just also streamlined our life. Like we don't have to decide every day what is the day going to look like. Why would we waste brain power on that when we have much bigger decisions to make?
No. And if you're busy, it might change your day. Like my workouts went from going after dropping off Jet to waking up at 4:30 in the morning and getting my workout in then. And that's fine. But if that's a non-negotiable for you, that's a non-negotiable. If me spending time with my son, like I could have worked that Sunday after the grand opening, but instead I went fishing with my son because that's a non-negotiable. And I had a lot of fun doing that too. Even though we never catch any fish.
Yeah, bro, because you're not really a good fisherman.
I'm no terrible.
He's got to learn from grandpa, not you.
Yeah, but it's teaching him. It's teaching him patience at least.
Yeah, and so he has zero. Yeah. He was an angel at the photo shoot in New York City, though.
He's always an angel. Yeah. He's a great kid.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
all. What would you say to somebody that's dipping their toe in their life in some capacity and just kind of feeling that reserved aspect where they're like, I want to go all in, but I'm a little scared. I don't know what to do. Like, what's something you would tell them?
I would tell them you're sitting in the valley of death because dipping your toe in and not just leaping in with everything you have, you're not going to experience growth anyway. There's a reason you call your program Full Send, because if you don't commit fully to exactly what you want to do, you're going to be in the same spot for as long as you don't commit to doing exactly what you do. Yeah, dive all the way in. And guess what? If you fail, it's a good thing because you learned something about yourself. That was another conversation we had about this clinic. Okay, if it's the fifth clinic, if we fail, I have four clinics.
Yeah.
What? Like, what is the problem with that? And also, if you fail, you figure out something about yourself that's going to help you succeed the next time. You all hear the stories, it was the Uber CEO's fifth business. He was living out of his car. Yeah, all that stuff's true because every single time they fail, they take notes on that and they move forward in a more direct path the next time. Just go for it. That would be my advice. The people who don't hit the next stage or complete the goals that they want to complete, it's because they're sitting in that dip-toe stage. They're just sitting there, maybe I should do it. Or they do it a little bit and then something goes wrong and they're like, this was a mistake. And they step back to their, whatever they step back to. Everybody feels that. And I'm telling you right now, it's a muscle. If you leap forward and just go all in, one of two good things is going to happen. You're going to succeed or you're going to fail. And if you start looking at failure in the light of, I'm going to learn something about myself and it's going to help me the next time, it's not even called failure anymore. It's succeeding and succeeding. It's easy, to say now that I've done it a couple of times, and you might be in the position where your bank account's really low and you're stuck at a crappy job. And, that's the hard part. The first leap is the hard part. So once you do it once and you fail or succeed, and once you do it twice and you fail or succeed, and, then that muscle starts to develop. So yeah. Dipping your toe in, no judgment. I get it. I mean, how long did it take me to quit my first job?
Yeah.
It took me 2 years to make the decision, but made the decision and never looked back. And it's been the best thing I've ever done. So yeah, that would be my advice.
Yeah. And if you don't have a job and you just have a business that doesn't light you up and you feel like it's draining all your energy, like that is also a choice to live in that. It's a choice to live a mediocre, stagnant, not fun, not vibrant life. Like you can choose to change that in this moment. You can decide to go full send on your goals. Everything that has happened up and leading to this point does not matter. And you can choose to have a different reality today. And that's the tea from the Billquist household this week. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.